If you would say the wind is coming from that direction, the wind would be from?
The northeast.
Okay. And how about the wind from this direction?
The west.
And from this direction?
North.
Okay. Where do we live? In general. North, south, east, west, in our country?
Oh, southeast.
Okay. All right. If it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a few fine drops coming down, you'd say it's?
Just a light shower.
Okay. Anything else you might use for that?
Peppering down.
Okay. If in the old days, before we had steam irons, you used to take a bottle and you do what to your clothes?
Oh, sprinkling. Yeah.
Okay. You could do that also. All right. You'd get up in the morning and can't see across the road. What would you say about that?
It's foggy.
Okay. What kind of day would you say it was?
Just heavy, foggy, and cloudy.
Okay. All right. Fine. And if the air is so thick that you can't see ahead, what is this thickness called?
A fog.
Okay, fine. When it goes without raining for weeks at a time, you say you are having a?
Drought.
Okay. The wind has been very gentle and is gradually getting stronger. You'd say it's been doing what? Where the wind is stronger and stronger, so it's really?
Blowing or increasing its velocity or
whatever. Okay, fine. Okay. If it's just the opposite and the wind has been strong and it's getting weaker and weaker, you say it's doing what? The wind
calming
is
down.
All right, calming down. Fine. On a morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors, if you find it's cold, but not disagreeably cold, the kind of weather you like to be out in, you say, this morning is rather
chilly.
If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers, you might say, last night we had a
frost.
Okay. It was so cold last night, the lake did what?
Froze.
Okay. If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze.
Okay. It had blank before I got out there, this pond.
It had frozen.
Okay, fine. What do you call the room in your home where the guests are entertained?
The den now.
Okay. If you had a room for special occasions,
living
what would you call it? Okay, fine. You would say this room is about 9 feet
high.
Okay, fine. All right. Can you remember what the house was or looked like when you were a little girl?
Our house.
Mm-hmm. Your house.
Yeah, it was well, it's what they call a batten board today. It was stripped up and down. And we had four rooms and a back porch and a front porch, too. Because, you know,
okay, you said you like a batten board, or you lived in a batten board house. And that was like a wooden siding?
It was stripped up and down, uh-huh. And very much like the newer houses are made out of today. But anyway, Mother and Dad put weather boarding over that, and of course it made it look modern then, but it would just be really in style today, and that's what I would just love to have my life at.
How many rooms were there in this house?
Four in a bath.
And that would be like a large living room with like a kitchen part of it?
No, we had a living room and two bedrooms and a kitchen dining room area all together.
Mm-hmm. How many children were in the family?
Three.
Where did y'all live?
In town.
In Marietta?
Uh-huh. You know where the St. Stephen? No, you don't know. You haven't been in Marietta enough. You know where the Cobb Exchange Bank is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the next street over going towards town on the left, and we lived up at the top of the hill.
And your home's not still there today?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Do you ride by often?
Yeah, every now and then. Yeah.
And the batten board's still in good condition?